This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Imagine betting the Blazers tonight against the Warriors. Couldn't be me. Could never be me.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
One of the games I have circled tonight, Golden State coming up in the NBA. Two touchdown favorites tonight over the Portland.
Got a lot of bets, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I got a bunch of stuff circled. We'll see. I want to talk with you first, see where some of the injury stuff is headed, and we'll figure it out from there. But I got a lot circled right now in the NBA for tonight. 13 games tonight.
Matt brought up that Bulls-Cavs game, which is that was going to be, if we had time for more questions, that was absolutely going to be a specific question. Really, a line you could never have possibly imagined, like, right? 4 weeks ago at the start of the year. Cavs -3 at home against Chicago. Now, obviously, DeRozan's injury is part of that, but still.
So doubtful.
But, like, Cavs getting a lot of credit now, like, playing really well. Honestly, for about a month, they've probably been a top 8 team in the league, which is insane. Like, a month, basically, playing at, like, a top 8, top 10 level. Wild.
I kind of like the under in that game. We'll talk about that as we move forward into the power hour here on You Better You Bet. Final hour of the show. 20 minutes from now, Dennis Bernstein's going to join us. Fourth period, talking National Hockey League, all things NHL betting. A little Offensive Rookie of the Year conversation in the National Football League coming up next hour, where Mac Jones is the massive favorite. But is there value to be found mining down the board? Perhaps. Ken and I will discuss in hour number 3. Rick Camp's going to join us prior to the power hour, and then all our bets coming up in the final hour of the show. While we wait on Brian Baldinger to join us, Baldy, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, are going to be joining us momentarily here, Ken. I went on the Daily Tip this morning with Jenks and Chelsea, okay. And they basically like couldn't believe that I like the Bills this weekend against the Bucks. Not that they were like really like super like we love Tampa. It was just like, wow, like
right.
People like Buffalo, huh? I think the Bills are going to win.
Well, what their reaction kind of shows you, and as it's not about like them or that they're doing something wrong or they're thinking about things wrong. It's just like how the NFL is so much different than all these other sports where like our reaction to the thing that just happened is the strongest by far, because I think part of it is we have the whole week to kind of digest what happened.
Agreed.
In college, you'd be like, well, in college football, that doesn't happen as much. And I'm like, yeah, but in college football, Alabama can go from playing LSU to playing Georgia Southern, and we kind of forget about them for like a couple weeks. And they're 35 against Tennessee, and we kind of, it's like, it's just not the same game. It just, there are very few games that they could even be competitive in, or their opponent rather could be competitive. And so it's like, you don't have that recency bias necessarily, because the college football season just has only like a few for the top teams, really only like a few key dates. So it's just really funny with the NFL, whatever our last image is of a team, like that's what we bring into the next week. And obviously if you watched Buffalo on Monday night and it wasn't great, and even in the Indianapolis game prior to that, that's not going to make you like them against Tampa.
Joining us right now on the Roman guest line to talk about the Bucks and the Bills and all things week 14 in the National Football League, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Baldy, Brian Baldinger. You can also check out Baldy with Jason Lockenfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Baldy, welcome back to You Better You Bet on a wonderful Wednesday. It's Nick and Ken on the BetQL Network. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Nick, Ken. Wednesday? It's, you know, we're right in the middle of this thing here, man. It's like, can't believe that it's flying by right in front of us.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. I can tell. I know when Nick does a lot of media hits, it's always like, what year is it? What hour is it? He comes on and says that. It's like, it's a busy time of year, man. We work in football. It's a really busy time of year. But Baldy, really appreciate you obviously making time for us. And you probably heard us talking as you were being brought on about this Buffalo-Tampa Bay game. Really, really interesting game, obviously. You know, some stakes in terms of MVP, in terms of Buffalo still trying to hang on to playoff positioning, Tampa trying to be the one seed and get the bye. You know, two of kind of the premier teams in the league playing each other in Tampa, about a 3-point favorite in the game. What are your thoughts maybe on what we saw from Buffalo Monday night and then spinning that forward into this very, very important Buffalo-Tampa Bay game?
Well, I mean, you know, Tampa's a passing team. And so I don't know that they're going to just look at what Indianapolis has just done to Buffalo or what the Patriots did to them on Monday night. But I got to believe that Leonard Fournette's watching the film And he's going, hey, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, getting some of those carries the way Ramondre Stevenson or Damian Harris got. And so I think there might be a little bit to that. But, you know, Tampa is a passing team. They like to throw it. They're good at it. Brady's having an MVP season. And, you know, Buffalo is without their best defensive player in Tre'Davious White. So, to me, this is the Buffalo. I mean, they're 7-5 right now. They can't – if they go to 7-6, forget about the division. That's over. But, you know, you got to, like – they're hanging on just for the playoffs if they lose this week. That would have been four losses in their last six games, and that's not the way you want to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's wild what's happened to Bobby. But Sean McDermott, maybe pass the ball on Monday night, buddy, since, you know, your quarterback's got a rocket arm. Anyway, we'll move on to another game coming up on Sunday, Baldy. And I can't believe we're talking about this game this early in the interview with the way one of these teams' season was headed a month ago. But we kind of have to do it here because it's really important. And that's the Washington football team, winners of four straight games, pulling their record now to 500 at 6-6, home underdogs against the Dallas Cowboys. As they try and, like, honestly, like, get within shouting distance atop the NFC East. So Dallas currently like a 4.5-point favorite, let's call it, on the road at Washington. Total here is 47.5. Dallas coming off the win last Thursday, so some extra rest over the New Orleans Saints. Washington off the last-minute win in Vegas against the Raiders. Baldy, what do you like here, Dallas at Washington?
I like the way Washington's playing. They don't have nearly the talent that Dallas has, but I like the way they play. You know, they've won two games in 6 days with a score of 17-15. Look that up, guys. I don't know if that's ever happened before. You know, they're stopping 2-point conversions, but, you know, Taylor Heinicke just frustrates you if you play against him. They can play keep away with Antonio Gibson, a good offensive line. I want to see if Dallas can handle a powerful run game with maybe the best tandem of guards in football and the Sheriff and, you know, Eric Flowers, the way that they're playing. But Dallas is the better team. They're a more talented team. They're rested. But this is always a tough game. You know, when Dallas is 1-15 back in Troy Aikman's rookie year, their only win was in Washington. It's always a tough game for Dallas. So I would say the 4.5 points that Washington's getting, I'd take the points.
Baldy, we talk about Washington playing a lot better recently, obviously. A team that's kind of seemed to flip the switch a little bit, had some good results, and finally maybe getting to the form that we expected before the year is Kansas City, right? And they play the Raiders at home this weekend. They're a 9.5-point favorite, so expected to win by a large margin in the game. And we look back at the first meeting between the teams about a month ago, maybe kind of the game that maybe it jump-started the Chiefs a little bit. They obviously on Sunday Night Football win by a huge margin. I know a lot of bettors kind of watched that game and were like, oh, maybe this is starting to become something for the Chiefs. So they've kind of gone on this run a little bit. Talk about what you've seen from Kansas City, how they've kind of changed things around, and maybe what you expect this weekend, a 9.5-point favorite in a rematch against Vegas.
Well, I mean, they're led by their defense, you know, and there was that first matchup with the Raiders. Their defense is playing great, and they're healthy. And, you know, the trade for Melvin Ingram was a good deal because he's opposite Frank Clark. It puts Chris Jones inside. The linebackers, Willie Gay and, you know, Belton, they're all healthy. And in the secondary, it's hard to find a secondary that's playing better than they are right now. They rob the middle of the field. That's the most valuable real estate in a football game. They rob it. Hard to make plays in the middle of the field. Denver couldn't do it. You could have given Denver the ball 100 times. They weren't scoring a touchdown against that defense Sunday. That's how I feel about them. And I know Spags, really good. Sometimes it takes a half a year to figure out the stuff that he's doing and why he's doing it. And for a big part of the season, Tyrann Mathieu was having these fits on the sideline, and they've gone away. They're not having fits. This defense is good. The offense is still – there's still question marks about it and what they're doing and how they're doing it, but defensively, they should be good enough to carry this game.
Baldy, you mentioned 17-15. Maybe it's never happened before. It actually happened the week before. And with the same team, and like a really, I guarantee that's never happened before. Washington, in its last two wins against Seattle and Vegas, won both of those games by the score of 17-15, which seems absolutely insane. You bet, BetQL Network, wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, talking National Football League with the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider on Twitter at Baldy NFL. Baldy, Super Bowl 16 did not go the way of the Cincinnati Bengals. Neither did Super Bowl 23, but maybe the Bengals can get revenge on the 49ers coming up in the year of our Lord 2021. We'll see about Joe Burrow's finger over the course of the next couple days. The Bengals right now sitting as home underdogs against San Francisco, so the Niners a 1.5-point road favorite at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Total in this game is 49. What are you seeing here from the Niners and Bengals and your impressions of Joe Burrow after he injured his finger in the first half, late in the first half of this past Sunday's loss to the Chargers?
Well, did his bruised finger, you know, stop Ja'Marr Chase from being able to catch the football? I mean, I saw him drop three the other day. One was a touchdown. Like, I mean, I just saw drop balls. I saw Uzama drop passes. It didn't look like Joe had any problem throwing the football. It looked like Joe Mixon had a hard time hanging on to it. You know, they spotted the Chargers 24 points. And by the end of the third quarter, before Joe Mixon's fumble, they had total control of the game. Like, they're a good football team that played poorly in spots last week. And when you play like that, you lose games, especially to Justin Herbert. Give me the injury report on Debo, because I don't think the 49ers can beat him without Debo. He just gives them too much, and they miss too much without him. They'll play tough, but I like Cincinnati in this game. I think they're just a better team. I think they're, I don't know, they've got more firepower than San Francisco does right now. I know San Francisco wants to run the ball against them with Elijah Mitchell, and if Debo's healthy, that helps. But I like Cincinnati to bounce back from this game.
Nick, I know you were looking up. Were you looking up Debo Samuel? I saw you on your phone there.
neither Debo nor Elijah Mitchell practiced today for the night. I think Debo's probably not going to play based on the reports that came out last week, but we'll see about Debo Thursday and Friday. I think at this point we'll say he's, I don't know, I'm making this up, but on the wrong side of questionable. I doubt he's going to play. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Which would be interesting. Obviously, if he misses another game, to Baldy's point, they probably really need him in the game. Baldy, another game I'm kind of dying to ask you about, because especially with your playing experience and kind of your expertise, the idea of like how demanding certain games can be, like every NFL game, obviously demanding, but I think even like me, the person watching the game, I'm always told Baltimore Pittsburgh is just like an absolute war, basically. Right. And teams tend to leave that game maybe not in the best physical condition. So I look at this Baltimore Cleveland game this week and I see Cleveland coming off of a bye, and I see Baltimore off of that game. And it's, I guess, not surprising that Cleveland has taken a lot of money in the game. They're a 2.5 point favorite. Like, is that game even still to this day, is that still kind of as physically demanding as we think it is? And how does that maybe kind of impact what type of game we get from the Ravens and the Browns this weekend?
Well, it's that type of division, and there's a bunch of division games left to be played. You know, Baltimore still has to play Cincinnati and Pittsburgh before it's all over. They're not playing good football right now. They're not playing, you know, they've won a lot of games by nail biters. They had a chance certainly to win that game at the end last week, but Lamar's not playing great, but neither is Baker. And, you know, I think defensively, I think Cleveland is more sound. Baltimore just does more stuff. I think Cleveland is going to come out and get their running game cranked up and get back into this race. That's what I think they're going to do. They have to beat Baltimore on Sunday night in order to do it. And I think that that's what they're going to do. I think Cleveland is going to make this race just that much tighter than it already is. I think it's this whole division's coming down to week 17. So I expect Cleveland, because I know they're going to play good defensively. They did a couple weeks ago against Lamar. They intercepted him four times. They should have won the game. The offense at Cleveland really wasn't very good. But I think Cleveland has what it takes to win this game and to really get to 7-6 and tighten up this whole division.
Baldy, we got about 2 minutes left. I want to hit two games with you so you can give us these answers in like 30 seconds. That would be awesome. What do you like Thursday night, tomorrow? Vikings about a 3.5 point favorite at home against the Steelers.
Well, T.J. Watt is, you know, he's Freddy Krueger. Like, it's you know, nightmare at Heinz Field. And the Vikings, I think, will feel that. They're desperate. They play best when it's desperate. Vikings defense has been just awful, I mean, for the last month. And I don't think that they can just change it. I think Pittsburgh is on their way right now. I think that game against Baltimore on Sunday was what should ignite this team. I think they take care of business Thursday night in a short week, not having to travel, and we'll see. You know, we'll see who shows up. I mean, they got to shut down Justin Jefferson, but you know, T.J. Watt can help that cause.
And let's close with Monday Night Football, Baldy. It's a huge game in the NFC West. Cardinals win. They basically, for all intents and purposes, win the division with already a head-to-head win in tow over the L.A. Rams. Cardinals about a 2.5 point home favorite against the Rams. Total 51.5. What do you like in this big-time clash in the NFC West coming up on Monday?
I thought, you know, Kyler got his legs back underneath him last week. He didn't have to do a lot because they intercepted the ball four times, got him a good field position. You know, DeAndre Hopkins got back out there, and he made a difference right away. I like Arizona. I just think, you know, the last time they played, which was, you know, might as well have been 5 years ago, but it was back at, you know, beginning of October. The Arizona Cardinals just thrashed the Rams. They had no answer to stop in the run game. But I just think Arizona is too balanced. I think they really match up well with the Rams. And I just don't see the Rams stars playing at the level that they have to play to win a game like this, because they haven't played like that. We haven't seen Aaron Donald change games or Jalen Ramsey change games in the last 6 weeks. And I don't think it's going to happen this week. I'd like Arizona to cover.
Baldy, we love having you on the show. We really appreciate it. The analysis, sterling as always. He is on Twitter at BaldyNFL. Enjoy this weekend. Safe travels. And we'll talk to you next week here on You Better You Bet.
I can't wait, guys. Enjoy it. It's going to be fun.
He's the absolute best. We love him. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Ballinger just joined us on the Roman Guest Line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. So we hit the NBA earlier this hour with Matt Moore. Just hit the NFL with Brian Baldinger. Coming up next, we turn our attention to the ice. Puck drops next with Dennis Bernstein from the fourth period on You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.